Go ahead.
Tom, how you doing?
Good.
You know, the 5th anniversary today, and I wonder, how's come, what's her name, Shivo? Is that her name?
Who?
Shivo.
Terry Shivo?
Yeah, where's her big mouth been the last few weeks?
Terry, who are you talking, oh, you mean, Cindy Sheehan.
Cindy Sheehan, I'm sorry, where do we get Shivo at?
Terry Shivo is the woman in the coma.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Okay.
My mistake.
Yeah, Cindy Sheehan, I don't know, I heard it.
The president comes out and gives us a strong speech. I hope he lets us know what's going on.
I heard I read somewhere the other day where Cindy Sheehan had a dream that she killed President Bush when he was a little kid. Isn't that sick?
Well,
isn't that sick?
We need the Secret Service to talk to her.
Huh?
We need to send the Secret Service to speak with her then.
Yeah, that's what I read that on the Drudge Report, and, she's a little extreme as far as I'm concerned.
Well, she probably went off the deep end after her, son passed away, and, anybody can understand that. That's probably what her whole life revolved around. She was probably a stay-at-home mom or whatever.
Most people deal with it in positive ways, so.
Yeah. Well, I hope the president comes out and, gives a strong speech. Lately I've been tired of hearing all these people calling for Rumsfeld's resignation. The man has plenty of experience. He was Assistant Secretary of Defense in the 60s,
right.
I believe, under Johnson. That's, I was just being born about that time. But, all these people are condemning the war and the actions. But those are the people who are going to be saying, where's the Army? Where's the government? When they're walking down Main Street USA with people's heads in their hands because they were infidels.
Gotta go. Good point, sir, but I gotta go.
Good day.
Thank you. Excellent point.